Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anticipate the worst
and hope for the best.
Optimism's a big letdown.
But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Workers removing a Confederate monument have discovered a time capsule in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That's history from 1958.
It was buried 126 years ago. Under the Confederate Soldiers Monument at the North Carolina State Memorial. Inside, a stone from Gettysburg was found.
Oh, yeah?
Confederate money, songbooks, along with a pair of buttons and a strand of what is believed to be horsehair. The Charlotte Democrat wrote on Friday, May 25th, 1894, the buttons belonged to General Robert E. Lee, and the hair was from his horse Traveler.
I was going to say, didn't think there's going to be a horses in the future? Did they save some hair?
Remember horses?
Yeah, but it's General Lee.
Well, there you go.
At least the buttons had some significance.
Yeah. And like,
people can't wait to see these buttons.
Our time capsule, we still got one somewhere up there at the old station. I think it's up there. We moved into a new station, and we moved out of that station 8 years later.
And nobody marked where the time capsule was
No, and they put a time capsule in.
What'd you put in there?
Well, it wasn't us. It was the whole company in... Some Todd and Tyler CDs and T-shirts, and 10 years later, we're still here. So they better leave it there for years to come.
Well, and we were in that building for eight years.
That was it, and we moved.
We'll dig this up in 8 years when we leave, and everyone will still be here. Like the same people will still be working here.
Exactly.
Oh, there's my pen.
Hey, Pimber,
I'll take that back.
I didn't get the whole problem. I went to that ceremony, too. I thought it was really stupid.
Just to put some nudie
and
bags
right.
And some beers in there.
I ended up being right.
Here's a nameplate from somebody who still works here.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, Jim. Yeah. Take that back.
Yeah. Everybody just takes back their stuff. Right.
Because they're all still there.
Once they dig it back up. There are some Todd and Tyler CDs in here. What are these? Oh, they're CDs. They were just 8 years ago.
Yeah, we still got boxes of those.
Just put it on the stack and the other one's right over there.
A Boston suburb is believed to be the first city in America to legally recognize multiple partner relationships.
Why not?
The Somerville City Council adopted a domestic partnership policy.
It's going to freak out the people. I saw an
That includes polyamory.
I saw a letter to the editor in this rag because it was 5 years ago, like last week, the Supreme Court said gay marriage is cool. Let's move on with life. And there was a, anti-gay marriage person. The local rag here printed it. Why? Really, why print that?
Yeah.
Why print it?
I wonder if they're getting such a small amount of letters. They just have to print everything.
Maybe, I don't know. But,
that's
but why print some dumb bitch, actually it was a dude, hating on gay people getting married. He was a big Catholic, too, because they don't recognize gay marriage. And just, why print it? 5 years later, I don't care if you're a homophobe. Get out of here. We're not printing this crap.
Yeah, they could just leave it blank.
Right.
You can do amazing things with font
stretching
size and spacing and the other letters.
Yeah, you're right, right.
You know, make that one a little bigger and slide that one over.
Some homophobic Catholic writing a big letter. I read it. I think, who are you, you dumb?
Can turn a blind eye to pedophilia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally, totally. That's what I was thinking.
Gay marriage is pissing him off.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they did this in Somerville.
This is Massachusetts?
Yeah. It was inspired by the coronavirus pandemic. There were residents there who were not married, and as a result, they were not allowed to visit their partners in the hospital.
Oh.
Because of restrictions on visitors.
That,
so
that makes sense,
they
yeah.
passed this thing saying Good. That domestic partnerships have been defined as an entity formed by persons. No, I'm sorry. Instead of saying an entity formed by two persons, the new definition says it's a relationship formed by people.
Good. I don't care who you shack up with or marry. I could care less.
Yeah, if everybody's into it,
yeah,
why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I can't imagine that. The what? Wives being like, don't you remember we talked about that? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
Two wives telling yeah. you that you missed something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
First of all, you have to find a second woman to marry you. That's the key.
Yeah, and she would talk to your current wife.
I'd say, what's it like?
Yeah, let's make a list of pros and cons here.
Why should I get in this?
So I can get out.
New study finds a child is more likely to have long-term sleep problems if mom uses marijuana while pregnant. Yeah, study from the University of Colorado. Well, they can do that there.
So
they,
even like
they can study it.
Even edibles? Because yeah. I know smoking is not good for pregnant
I've
women.
I've given you the information I have. A study from the University of Colorado looked at almost 12,000 9- and 10-year-olds to conclude the more a mother consumed weed, the more likely the child had sleeping problems.
I would imagine that would include edibles, too.
Yeah, more weed for the husband. Because you ladies have to just lay off everything in those 9 months, and we just drink.
No, they can't drink. Mm-hmm. Can't smoke.
And they shouldn't.
You're driving.
Yeah.
They found daytime.
You're driving, and I'm still going to drink for the next 9 months.
They found
and I did. I did twice.
For the kids, the daytime tiredness and trouble waking could happen as many as 10 years later. Approximately 7% of women smoke while pregnant.
Smoke weed.
Yeah, that's okay. What they say.
Yeah, don't smoke weed while you're pregnant. Right. Probably helps with the nausea. That's probably why they do that, right?
That's what you hear.
Yeah.
I talked to one person who quit smoking the weed while they were pregnant, and they said that sometimes when they had the nausea, they just do just a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing, you know.
It actually helped them.
I'm not going to give somebody crap
for smoking a little bit of weed. Don't do this, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You're not waking and baking when you're stuck, when you're pregnant. Right,
right.
Morning sickness, not today. Taking bong rips. Coming up with the baby names.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We all know men whose tendency it is to overestimate a woman's interest in him.
That's all men. Well,
no.
No, it's not.
It's one extreme or the other.
It is one extreme or the other, right?
They either can't pick up the vibe or they overestimate. Yeah.
We used to have this joke, me and my old buds back in the day. You say, I can tell she wants me by the way she doesn't pay attention to me at all. That one, the way she hasn't looked at me at all, I know she wants it. It's just a great line.
Well, new researchers figured out why.
Why?
Guys overestimate a woman's interest.
We're idiots.
New research suggests the misperception of interest is due to projecting one's interest onto others.
There you go. There you go.
I want her to want me.
I want her, therefore she wants me.
That's right. This study published in Psychological Science, previous research has consistently found that when it comes to gauging a partner's sexual interest, men tend to overestimate women's sexual interest. Women underestimate men's sexual interest.
She wants me.
From an evolutionary perspective, men have more to lose by underestimating a partner's interest and potentially missing a mating opportunity.
Mating.
Oh, so they compensate by overestimating.
Right. Women have more to lose by overestimating a man's interest and engaging in sex with an uncommitted man. Now, these are evolutionary things.
Yeah.
Is what the scientists are saying. Results were consistent with previous studies showing that men overall perceived higher levels of sexual attraction from women than women did from men. They also found that those with an inclination towards short-term relationships perceived more sexual interest from their partners. That means if a guy just wants sex, that's what he assumes the women want too.
Right. Ladies, you got to bring it up in the conversation or just send them a note or something because guys are clueless half the time.
Yeah.
They really are.
Subtlety does not work.
No.
Well, if a woman's ever wondering if a dude wants to have sex with them, he probably does.
He does. Yeah. Wink of a young girl's eye, man.
Yeah. They say the largest effect on perceived interest from a partner was the Raiders' own sexual interest.
You know what? She's hot. I bet she wants me.
Right.
Yep.
That's how it works in our heads, apparently.
We're thinking with the wrong head.
I've been married too long. I admire and look, believe me, all the time. I get snagged looking all the time, but it's all it is.
You don't fool yourself into thinking she actually wants you.
Hell no. Well, first of all, I'm married. It ain't happening anyway. And second of all, it's like, I don't look long enough, and I'm not going to walk up to someone. How you doing?
Half the time.
I really wouldn't even know how to freaking do it.
You want to meet my wife?
Todd says I could fall back into that, and I probably could. It would take me a while. But, how you doing?
The game would probably be a little rusty at first, but I think you'd get it back.
You want to go see my car?
My car wouldn't be as nice, Puss, if I was divorced. And I would say, you want to see my house? It's Todd's basement. How you doing?
And can you drive?
Want to see my house? That's the ex-wife and kids.
There's her house.
That's the one I pay for.
I live at Todd's basement. How you doing?
I wouldn't even know what to say to it. I'd be like, do you know the bank password? I don't know.
Todd said this years ago on the show about being married for a long time. His first word to a woman would be, do you want anything from the store?
I stole that from somebody.
I still love it, though.
As a comedian.
Yeah.
And I really think you're overestimating your chances of even living in Todd's basement.
I know. I was just trying to think of some place.
I don't even know if that's going to happen because Christie's going to have a say, and I don't think that's...
Yeah, he owes me, man. He lived in my place a couple times.
Yeah, but...
But Christie doesn't.
Christie doesn't owe you nothing.
Yeah, because a good chance if my wife's kicking me out, it's my fault. So Christie ain't going to be happy with me either. Good point. No sympathy for the guys.
Maybe there's an empty dog kennel in the basement that you can have, but that's about it.
The condo with the feature axe.
We got room for you.
Oh, yeah, Colleen would put me up.
Yes, there is an extra dog kennel.
Yeah.
We'll have one of the big ones.
Your own blanket.
Try not to take a dump in there.
You don't have to lock it. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Get your own blankie and a treat if you're a good boy.
We'll take that call. I'm always curious about when guys end up being divorced or separated after 10, 15, 20, 30 years. What the hell do they do? I'm not talking about guys that were cheating already. I'm talking about guys that were faithful, didn't do anything, and all of a sudden, bang, right out in the open market again.
I firmly believe that I would have no hope because I had very little game to start with. I was lucky I found one.
But you were younger then too. You'd have more hope now.
I didn't have any to start with.
Yeah, well.
I'd have even less now.
Yeah. How you doing?
I don't think I would. I'd be like, I mowed the lawn today. I'm like, so what? I'm my wife like that. You don't like that?
Step aside. Let me load that dishwasher.
You'd walk up at a bar and say that? Say, how you doing? I'm about the lawn today. What's that doing?
You're like, get out of here, dude.
Real
relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.